Once you've moved past the basic brewing stage, you'll probably be ready to experiment with malt grains, which allow you greater control over the flavor of your beer. Malt grains can be bought either whole or pre-crushed. Once they're crushed, you steep them and strain them in a steeped liquid, or mash them into your brew pot. You can also tie them up in a grain bag and steep them right in the main brew pot, which saves the mess. There are many kinds of malt grains, and each type will add a different color, flavor, and body to your beer. Pale malt usually composes the greater part of a beer recipe, whereas specialty malts are added in smaller quantities to give more finesse to your beer. One of the most popular types of grain is crystal malt, which adds full body, golden to amber color, and a caramel-like sweetness to many styles of beer. Vienna malt, Munich malt, and specialty roast malts, which are used in various lagers and some ales, contribute to a malty flavor and amber to orange color. Chocolate malt, which is actually a dark roasted malt, imparts a nutty flavor with faint overtones of chocolate. And for brewing the darker beers, you'll find recipes calling for roasted barley and black patent malt. It's not unusual for a beer recipe to include a combination of malts. Brewers who are trying to duplicate beers from a special part of the world usually buy grains that are produced in that country. If you store them in a cool, airtight container, malt grains can last several years.